We bow our heads in prayer. Father, again, we gather to worship. We come into this place reminded of that wonderful gift you have given us, life and salvation in your name, and how you have given to us a new covenant. And so today, remember how you instituted Lord's Supper on this night in remembrance of all of us and for all of us to be able to participate in this heavenly feast. In your name we pray. Amen. We've all attended birthday parties, and it is a familiar thing nowadays to see a piñata being hoisted up to all who gather and to have a little excitement so that everybody can leave with a haul of sweets. It's a very hard outside, but hollow in the middle and filled with all those goodies, sweets that children can enjoy. Kids get to be blindfolded, and sometimes that's dangerous. And they each get their turn to break it. And then lots of cheering and laughter and screaming. Till it is broken, and then there's a scramble. On Good Friday, three bodies hung on crosses like piñatas. It wasn't a beautiful sight. There was no laughter. Oh yes, there was from the crowd. There was also the mocking that Jesus was dying. And it wasn't until the soldier pierced his side that blood and water kept gushing out. As blood and water came from his side, you and I received an eternal treasure. That's the beauty of that being like a piñata, because as he was, there we also benefit because of his cross. John is the only gospel writer that refers to the soldier who struck his side. Later in 1 John chapter 5, he would make a commentary on this event. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, in reference to the first hymn we sung as we began our worship. And these three agree, John would write. The early church fathers never wavered in their understanding of this moment. As the water and the blood flowed from his side, that water, they would teach, signified a pouring out in the waters of our baptism. And the blood that flowed was a way for us to celebrate, as we will in this worship, on that first Maundy Thursday night when Jesus instituted Lord's Supper. Sacraments are meaningless without the death and resurrection of the Christ. You see, St. Ambrose, the writer of Savior of the Nation, come indicated that Jesus' body is like a holy temple by which we can take great treasures. Through our Lenten journey, we have focused on promised treasures that we receive from God. God has given to his church that piercing produced incredibly heavy and eternal riches for all believers as Jesus was poked in the side. It reminds us of the importance of the means of grace given to each and every one of us. When we hear the word, when we come and share in a baptism, or as we come to the Lord's table, where they receive his body and blood under the bread and wine, It is here that God's promised gifts are shared with us. Each year, on Maundy Thursday, we have this celebration. A celebration of how Jesus offered to us a new covenant. This is what he did for us as he shared in the Passover meal. And our confirmation class and parents and others will be gathering for a Seder tonight, where there we'll talk about how that Passover meal took place for the Jewish people. And then how Jesus moves us to this new covenant, where we as believers can return time and time again to receive spiritual blessings every time we receive the sacrament. Think about it in Exodus. We read how the people grumbled, murmured, because they could not find water. There's lots of examples of this thing of water in scriptures, but God instructed Moses, as we talked about earlier in our series, to strike a rock and water would flow to quench their thirst. At the cross, the soldier struck Jesus' side, and it brought both water and blood, which was a sign that death had taken place. But Paul would write in 1 Corinthians these words, "And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Some of you may share in that meal tonight. The Passover was a reminder to God's people of their rebellion and how God still treasured them, continually flowing those treasures into their lives. It was a reminder of God's faithfulness and love towards each and every one of us. Even our lives filled with sin, God loves us, forgives us when we confess. And when we believe, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. While there were other things that took place that night, we want to focus on that wonderful treasured gift given to us in Lord's Supper. Here, under bread and wine, we receive the body and blood of Christ poured out for you and for me. It was Jesus who took water also at that Passover meal. And there, as they sat at the table, he washed the disciples' feet, each one of them. And they realized how unclean they really were. Yes, having washed their feet, he then gives them a new covenant. We call it Mande, which in Latin means new command. It's not incidental that within a few hours, Jesus would become that great sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, hanging on a cross there for you and for me. What happened when we come to the Lord's table, has great meaning for each of our lives. It's not just, it's kind of like a celebrating the piñata that is broken and the children can gather all the sweets. That pierced side flowed water and blood. And in that water and blood, we are reminded of what God has done for us. Here is our spiritual wealth accomplished for all who believe, for all who live in the means of grace, who walk that journey of life that's filled with ups and downs, and yet that stream flows into our lives through that means of grace. Yes, and tonight our conference will have that special privilege of partaking at the Lord's Supper for the first time. And I thank the congregation for allowing us to do that, because it is a time for them to remember not only their baptism, but a time to be reminded of what God has done for each of us. And on this night when he took that bread and offered it to them and shared that cup of wine, he reminded them that they have the greatest gift, life and salvation. God invites us to do this often in remembrance. And so when we come to the Lord's table, we are reminded that we have this wonderful treasure that has been given to us by our Lord and Savior. And even when we are feeling most unworthy, Luther would say, that is the moment at which you and I should be at that table. So in a few moments, come, celebrate. Remember his water and blood poured out so that we might have life in his name. Amen.